Hello, everybody. I'm here back again to preach the simple gospel of Jesus Christ. I am going to continue on with the series of spiritual warfare and how to stand against all the chaos that comes against us. I'm going to read out of Ephesians 6. From about verse 10 through about 18. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel. Above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. That is a mouthful, but there is evil. There's a hierarchy of evil. When the devil was thrown out with the one-third of the angels, and we can go back and we can learn about this. It's all in the Bible. I only teach the Bible truth. This is to help us, to encourage us, to help us to stay strong through the attacks of the enemy. Anyway, the hierarchy of evil is very organized. There's strategies by the enemy that he uses against us, and he'll keep trying to use the same thing over and over. And when we overcome those battles, then he'll try to use it a different way. And we need to be keen or understanding the way he attacks us and what he attacks us at. God is definitely going to use those areas to bless us. For instance, if he attacks you in your finances, that means God is definitely going to use you later to help others or to just to serve his purpose for his kingdom, or, you know, to help you stabilize your finances. I believe that. Also, when we go through battles, it's important that we know how Jesus did it. And we'll be going over that and we can read it out of Matthew, the book of Matthew. I believe it's Matthew chapter 4. We can go back and read how Jesus did it. Today, I'm just going to start the series. And I'm going to hammer it until it's so simple that a small child can understand it. And that is how we grow, by understanding the word and understanding how to fight the warfare and how God moves us to different levels each time. So I'm going to start the series and I'm just going to continue on, and then I'm going to jump to a different series of maybe love, which is very important. So today I'm going to start again in Ephesians 6. Then I'm going to start breaking down each piece of the armor of God. And this is so simple, but it's how you apply it that is going to be important. So I'll talk to you the next podcast. Talk to you soon. Bye.